Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On a sensational Saturday,
absolutely.
And here is a do not fear scripture for the day. Isaiah 17:2. The cities of error will be deserted and left to flocks, which will lie down with no one to make them afraid.
That's a good
Think
scripture.
Of that. If you're in the Goldsboro area or live in the Goldsboro area, come out to our 26th anniversary celebration of the Christian, 26th, I'm thinking of the 26th. Today's the 26th, and it's our 10th anniversary of the Christian Soldier Bookstore. So come see us. We got specials and lots of fun stuff.
You'll have fun.
Yes.
And save money. Several years ago, I wrote 7 characteristics of effective leadership.
That's right.
It's worthy of time and attention. Encourage you to visit haroldherring.com and search for leadership. Today, we're going to share the successful leadership strategies of Jesus, the greatest mentor, teacher, and coach ever to draw a breath on planet Earth. And the best news of all, he's also our personal savior. Here's what Jesus had to say about developing a leadership team. Number one, Jesus learned from others. And for those of you in the network marketing business, you can say that he learned from his upline. Luke 2:46, and it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple and sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Number two, Jesus expanded the vision of those he recruited.
Recruited. Yeah. That's it.
Mark 1:17, Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Number three, Jesus elevated the thinking process of those he recruited. Luke 9:54. When his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, will thou we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned and rebuked him and said, you know not what manner of spirit you're of. For the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.
Amen. Number four, Jesus educated his staff. Mark 9:31 says, he taught his disciples. Number five, Jesus taught his leadership team to be readers. 1 Timothy 4:13. It says, this is Paul speaking, though, coming from Jesus. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. And number six, Jesus encouraged his staff to learn everything they could about their jobs. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Seven, Jesus empowered others. Matthew 10:1. When he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Wow. Number eight, Jesus gave special attention to those he saw leadership ability in. Mark 5:37, Classic Amplified Bible. And he permitted no one to accompany him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. Number nine, Jesus knew that every member of the team is important. 1 Corinthians 12:22 in the New Living Translation. In fact, some of the parts that seem the weakest and the least important are really the most necessary.
Number 10, Jesus stretched the members of his leadership team beyond what they thought personally possible. Matthew 4:19, and he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Working with your leadership team, this is what Jesus taught. 11, Jesus taught that his team should always be ready to help others. 1 Timothy 6:18, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, ready to communicate. Number 12, Jesus believed in delegation. Luke 10:1, it says, "In these things the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come." 13, Jesus gave his associates authority to act. Matthew 28:18-20 said, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power," listen to this now, "all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." You know that if all power is given to Jesus in heaven and in earth, that the devil has none now, right? It says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always."
Number 14, Jesus did not believe that failure automatically meant disqualification. Matthew 26:34. "Jesus said unto him, Simon Peter, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." John 21:17. "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep." Number 15, Jesus undergirded his associates with prayer. Luke 22:31-32. "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen my brother." 16. Jesus believed that you should go the extra mile with your leadership team. Matthew 5:41. "Whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain."
17, Jesus placed great emphasis on how his associates carried out their responsibility to others. In Luke 16:12, it says, "If ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own?" And 18, Jesus understood that a person with divided loyalties was unprofitable for service.
Wow.
Matthew 6:24 says, "No man can serve two masters. He either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Number 19, Jesus believed in loyalty among his associates. Mark 3:24-25 says, "If a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, the house cannot stand."
Number 20, Jesus was moved by the efforts of other people. Matthew 14:14. "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick." Jesus knew the wisdom of rewarding his leadership team. Number 21, Jesus knew his boss rewarded service. Matthew 25:20-21, Classic Amplified. "He who had received the five talents came and brought him five more, saying, Master, you entrusted to me five talents. See here, I've gained five talents more. His master said unto him, Well done, you upright, honorable, admirable, and faithful servant. You've been faithful and trustworthy over a little, and you will be put in charge of much." 22. Jesus was reward motivated. Hebrews 12:2. "Look unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross."
Think of that.
23. Jesus recognized the members of his leadership team that did good work. Ephesians 2:10, New Living Translation. "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago."
24, Jesus believed in reward motivation for others. Revelation 22:12, New Living Translation. "See, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me to repay all according to their deeds." 25, Jesus gave incentives to his leadership team. John 14:2 says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
Absolutely.
We've kind of gone through those because there were a lot of them rather fast, but you could look at it and it'll be available on the website probably within a few days too.
Actually,
there's a lot.
Actually, if you go to the website and search for the Successful Leadership Secrets of Jesus,
yeah, they'll be listed.
That Hallelujah. Will
save you a little writing.
Glory to God. Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.